This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why am I so in love with Kylie Kelce?
She's cool.
She's beyond cool.
I don't know much about her, if I'm being honest. I started listening to the Call Her Daddy podcast with her.
Oh, she was on Call Her Daddy? Is that what this is from, probably?
I don't know.
Kylie, if you don't know, everybody knows who Travis Kelce is because he's dating Taylor Swift. And his brother is on all the TV commercials. I'm speaking to people who don't know about sports. If you see a gray bearded man who's kind of large, it's him.
Just turn the TV on.
Beautiful eyes.
That guy, that's him.
He's such a stunning eyes.
And he loves her.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be weird.
They
about
met
this.
On like Hinge. Did you know that?
They did?
Yeah.
He passed out on their first date.
That's hilarious.
He was so drunk, he passed out.
She had no idea who he was and used like a terrible icebreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he already an eagle, or was he just big in college? I don't remember.
He definitely was known. I don't think he was an eagle yet, though. Yeah.
Because they're from like New Heights or whatever, Ohio, I think. Here's the weird thing, and I don't know if Tiak will like or hate this. She's perfect, and he's just this lovable teddy bear dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tiak and Ange.
Yeah.
You're the same. You love your wife so much. She supports you. She's perfect. Mm. You guys are great parents. You're just like,
I gotta get more commercial deals.
Yeah, you should. You should be doing soup commercials.
I eat soup. I could. You if guys, you paid me, I'd eat it.
You're that. Here's the thing. She, as a wife, takes no crap from anyone and rules the roost with her husband. Like, they're just a perfect team. They have this balance. And she is a mom. Like, she's come out and we talked about her recently. I think her kids, Paris Hilton had the same thing. Her kids were cussing and she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We live in Philadelphia. Shut up. Our kids know cuss words. Don't know what to tell you.
I take that. That's a big compliment. Thank you. I like that.
I think you're
my wife's from PA originally too, Pennsylvania. So
there you
there's
go.
There's another connection.
Well, you're the Kelces of Parker.
Okay. Yeah.
If that's a thing.
Woo!
Her new thing is that she's come out against, and I love her for this. And I don't know where the hacks are on this. She refuses. There's a new trend where, like, if it's you have two kids and soon it will be one of your kids' birthdays and not the other, when people come to that party, a lot of people are going, you know, the other kid's kind of little and they'll see their sibling getting all the presents. Just bring a little something for them too.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, God, you know the thing where it's like at a birthday party, now you have to give presents to everybody who comes to the party. You have to have some sort of party
favor for everybody
who comes to your party.
Oh,
it's not your birthday. It's not your birthday.
That's not new, though. That's been going on.
That's been going on for a while. This next step is for the siblings of the birthday kid.
No way.
And
no
Kylie Kelce's is exactly that. She's like, nope, it's not their birthday. If they don't learn, if you can't handle it being a special day for somebody else, then how are you going to get through life?
Yeah, exactly. Life is that way all the time. It will be your special day
someday.
When it's your special day.
Correct.
And right now we're celebrating your sibling and
you're still getting cake.
Right. Yeah. We're all up in this. It's a win.
Leave it to Aaron. Aaron's like, everybody step aside. Where's the cake? But I mean, there's something generous and cool about it if it happens naturally. Like, I don't think it's terrible to bring a kid something, but if you require it of basically everybody, that's another story.
It's too much. Already, it's a great problem to have. I admit that. But there are so many people in my kids' life who love my kids.
Yes.
Family, cousins, my siblings, aunts, uncles. That every birthday, there's so many gifts. Every Christmas, mm-hmm. there's so many gifts all the time that we don't need more. And in fact, my sister actually told me about something that she's heard her friends do where they have a birthday party and say it's his fifth birthday, right? So they go, no presents. Everyone just bring $5 and we'll pool the money. And then he'll go to the store. He'll pick out one thing with
that
the,
is genius.
With the $35 that he has from the party. And
because instead of you having to make space for 20 more toys
mm-hmm.
that he'll play with for 1 second each.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the parents are spending more than $5 on these gifts, on 100%. The toys for the kids. So everyone, you save a little money. We don't have a bunch of junk taking up space. And the kid actually gets to pick out, what do you want? This is your present that you get to pick.
Oh my
God.
Okay?
Are you on board with that?
Completely? I think that's genius. I've never heard a better idea in my life.
To me, I like it. It feels weird to go bring money. I don't know. It feels five bucks?
Yeah,
it feels
like
kinda
if you
weird.
Told me I have to bring 10 times his age, now we have a problem.
Yeah.
But bringing $5?
Yeah, and just saying in lieu of gifts.
$5. And don't you dare violate. Everybody's just bringing $5. That's killer.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
Maybe. Well,
let's start a podcast that is the Kelseys of Parker featuring AHAC and TAC.
I turn 34 next year, so we'll be everyone can
I'm
bring 34.
Busy.
We'll go. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.